This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found on the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. If overspending and overleveraged banks helped us get into this economic mess, how can heavy spending also be a sign that we're coming out? Black Friday follows Black Thursday, and shopping is patriotic. It's Tuesday, November 29th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Retailers are ecstatic over record sales numbers from this past weekend, but does increased consumer spending actually mean more American jobs? Also, Todd Zwillick joins us with a look back at Barney Frank's three decades on Capitol Hill, and a federal judge says Citigroup can't buy its way out of trouble with the SEC. Some of you also are not yet convinced that big spending last weekend was a positive economic indicator.
John Manrique calling in from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I think what will tell us if Americans have a more positive outlook on spending and our economic prospects is if after the door-busting deals subside, folks keep on spending. If not, then I think this weekend was basically a national demonstration of the Groupon effect en masse.
What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's take a look at the headlines.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain once again facing accusations of an improper relationship. Atlanta resident Ginger White says she carried on a 13-year consensual affair with the businessman. She told Atlanta's Fox affiliate she was never harassed by Cain, but was instead romantically involved. Cain went on CNN to preempt the announcement, where he denied ever having an affair, but did acknowledge he knew the woman. $7.7 trillion, that's how much the Federal Reserve apparently spent to bail out big American banks. The information was obtained by Bloomberg News through the Freedom of Information Act. Bloomberg compiles the data in Bloomberg Markets magazine, where it says the feds even doled out $1.2 trillion in just one day back in 2008, all that coming as banks reaped an estimated $13 billion in profits by taking advantage of the Fed's below-market interest rates.
Pakistan is pulling out of upcoming talks over Afghanistan after last week's deadly attack by U.S. forces, U.S.-led forces on Pakistani troops. That decision reflects the country's anger over the incident where 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed along the border with Afghanistan. Cyber Monday looks like it's also a record breaker. IBM Benchmark reports online sales were up 18% from a year ago. Graham Jones of PriceGrabber.com says the shopping holiday kicked off a week of looking for high-priced gifts.
We didn't see a lot of higher ticket sales last week. We're seeing them this week. We saw lower price points last week, clothing, home goods. This week, it's all about electronics, $1,100 TVs.
If you were shopping for a phone or a tablet, you were not alone. Sales from mobile devices were up more than 7%.
He's either a prominent voice of progressivism in America or of the Democratic Party, but he's done. Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank told constituents he will not seek a 17th term in Congress in 2012.
The anger in the country, the currents of opinion are such so that the kind of inside work I have felt best at is not going to be as productive for the foreseeable future.
The 71-year-old said he made the decision after his district lines were redrawn. He becomes the 17th House Democrat to announce the intention not to seek re-election. And you heard it here first.
As much as I love the Giants, their linebacker corps is too young and too inexperienced, and they get exposed every game, and Drew Brees is what he does, and he's going to just expose them.
Well, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen called it, but he might not have been the first to predict the debacle for the Giants yesterday. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints had no trouble against the Giants. Big Blue got handed the third consecutive loss, 49-24.
Ouch. Asian and European markets are up right now, and futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,523. The S&P at 1,192, the NASDAQ at 22. 24. Coming up this morning, shining a light on the back corners, hidden corners of Wall Street, a judge has ruled that Citigroup can be taken to court over the sale of toxic mortgages. We're going to look at punishment that it could face for its role in the mortgage crisis. But first, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, very good news for retailers, but is it good for the economy? One listener sent us a text, this text: increased spending seems great on the surface, but how much of that spending is really just new consumer debt? Healthy economies are not built on credit. What do you think? You can text the word TAKE to 69866 or just give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.